Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
So is this guy right here running for Senate? This would be the Kid Rock.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My
what is this guy? Is this guy rock? Is this guy rap? Is this guy pop? What is he?
He's all of it. He covers all the bases. He's gone country. He's gone rap. He's gone rock. He kind of melds them all together.
Well, the state of Michigan today, there's a lot of speculation that he is going to announce here soon that he is running for Senate.
I think he's got to go as Robert Ritchie, though. I don't think he can run as Kid Rock.
His real name is Bob Ritchie. If he changes his name legally to Kid Rock, then he could run as Kid Rock. According to reports, he will run as a Republican against a Democratic incumbent who is up for re-election next year. Now, a lot of this is coming from some tweets he has sent out recently. There is a website, kidrockforsenate.com. Kid Rock tweeted out, "I've had a ton of emails and texts asking me if this website is real. The answer is an absolute yes." Now, he says the website is real. He's not saying the campaign is real yet, but he says he will have, "Stay tuned, I will have a major announcement in the near future." And on this website, there are all kinds of Kid Rock t-shirts and yard signs, Kid Rock for Senate t-shirts and yard signs and hats and stickers and things like that.
Wife beaters with his election campaign, you know, kind of slogan on there.
I guess.
Probably.
So anyways, he could be running for the deal. Woody Allen. Did you hear what happened to Woody Allen the other day? Now he likes to play the clarinet and he's got a band, you know, and they were in Berlin.
The Woody Allen band.
Well, he has a standing engagement every, I think, Monday or Tuesday night at a club somewhere in New York City. You'll always see him there, except for Tuesday night of this week. He and his band were in Germany. And they were playing there, and they got interrupted by some topless protesters. The topless protesters wanted to draw attention to, you know, that accusation that Woody Allen had sexually abused his adoptive daughter, Dylan Farrow, back in 1992 when she happened to be 7 years old at the time. So here's the band playing, and then all of a sudden you hear the screeching halt. That's Woody Allen's band, his jazz concert. And there's the girls cussing in German and all that. And then they got to shut the whole works down. And
Stand still, Larry! It sounds like that Pink Floyd thing where they're yelling.
Get them out of there. So that's still following Woody Allen around. And then there's Woody Harrelson, the other Woody. You had to figure, what other Woodies would we? We said we had a pair of Woodies in the trash. Who else would we have? It would be Woody Allen and Woody Harrelson, right?
Is he back on the pot?
Is there another Woody? I'm trying to think of another famous Woody. I think that's it. I think we got the Woodies covered. Well, he's always on the pot.
What's the guy's name, the sports writer? Woody. He's on that. Oh, God. What is his name?
Is that on one of those ESPN shows?
Yeah, he's a Woody. He's the only one I can other think of.
All right. Well, the Hollywood Reporter has the story with Woody Harrelson, and Woody told him about this story that made the news several years ago, overseas papers, in the London papers, about a drunken foursome he had while he was married, and his wife was not involved in the drunken foursome.
Well, there you go.
This was in 2002, and a London newspaper happened to find out about his drunken foursome. And Woody was able to keep that a secret from his wife until it hit the papers. And Woody says today, "I can't remember the details about the drunken foursome."
It's a lot to remember.
Well, that is a wasted foursome. If you're ever going to have a foursome in your life and you can't remember it, what's the point of it? You would think you would want a documentary done or something, to prove that this happened.
A commemorative videotape.
I had the foursome. Anyways, he says, my wife found out, and all she said to me was, when it hit the papers, "That must be really hard for you to have this bleep exposed." She just said that. That's all she said. Now, Woody says that doesn't mean she wasn't upset. He says, how did I apologize? You know, just your standard Texan grovel. But she forgave me, and we're still together. And that's some kind of life that the Woodman has
yeah,
there.
Boy.
When he can have a foursome, a drunken foursome, his wife's not involved in it, he doesn't remember it, and his wife forgives him. That's the trash.
I'll give you a couple other famous Woodies. Woody Page was the sports writer.
Oh, that's
writer.
The writer. Of. Okay.
Woody Hayes.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Woody Guthrie.
He's dead. Yeah, yeah. Woody Guthrie.